Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. In for Greg Corumbus, I'm Brett Witterbull, joined by National Review's Jim Garrity. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Brett, another wacky week continues apace.
Absolutely. Even with the holidays, it gets nuttier and nuttier out there. All right. Well, listen, I'm excited for a very, very good martini. And I understand Michelle Bachmann out of the house. That's a good martini. Please explain.
Sure. Some folks might quibble with this. But the point is that Michelle Bachmann, after a very colorful and eventful four-term career in the House of Representatives, has decided not to run for re-election. This decision comes on fairly suddenly. She actually had started running re-election ads last month, which a lot of folks thought was really early in this cycle. This is good news for Republicans because she barely won last cycle in Minnesota's 6th District, which is a fairly Republican-leaning district. No two ways about it, Michelle Bachmann is a very polarizing personality, and there are a lot of people who love her, a lot of people who hate her, and unfortunately not a lot of people in the middle. And while Romney was winning that district comfortably, she won by just a few thousand votes. So if you take out Bachmann and you stop making the race a referendum on her, basically, you make it a generic Republican versus a generic Democrat, You have a much better chance of Republicans keeping that seat. You take away a massive amount of fundraising tool for the Democrats. They love to trot her out as the boogeyman, who is this crazy lady who is going to frighten people, etc. And also, whatever you think of Bachmann, I think it was safe to say there was a certain verbal recklessness that could bite her and bite the party. I think probably the worst example of this was her claim during a Republican presidential debate that the HPV vaccine could cause autism, and it is really not scientifically accurate. There is no evidence to suggest that a vaccine can cause mental retardation. People are calling her the Jenny McCarthy of the Republican Party after that. I think she has had a fine run in the House, and it's time to allow someone else to step onto the race. Also, it makes one House seat much easier for Republicans to defend in 2014, which I think is good news for the GOP there. So that's how I would assert good martini for folks on the right today.
Well, I feel better. I didn't feel so good about it coming in, but now I feel much better. Jim Garrity, I appreciate that. Certainly, though, with Michelle Bachmann leaving the House, well, there goes a breadwinner in that family. And I understand that the bad martini involves 40% of mothers being the breadwinner today. What's happening here with our economy, Jim Garrity, with this bad martini?
Yeah, I mean, you see the headline, a lot of folks might say, oh, that's really good news. It shows that women are succeeding in the workplace and, taking a leadership role and all that stuff. And then you look at the fine print, and a good chunk of this comes from single mothers. That when there is no father, there is no husband in the household, well, then by default, the mother is the top breadwinner because there's no other breadwinner in there. And so this is a new report released by the Pew Research Center. It says that the number of married mothers who out-earn their husbands has nearly quadrupled from 4% in 1960 to 15% in 2001. But here's the issue. Single mothers, who are basically the sole providers for their families, have gone from 7% in 1960 to 25% in 2011. Now, none of this is meant to be any critical of any single mother who's doing their best to take care of their kids, raise their families, put food on the table, pay the rent, and do everything that's there. I think we can all acknowledge that's a really hard task.
Right.
And I don't think it's necessarily a criticism of a single mother to say, ideally, more kids would have both a mother and a father in the house to help take care of them, to balance those duties, to help prevent someone from being overwhelmed from the responsibilities of parenthood and making a living. This is not a good trend. You want to have two grown adults and two stable forces there in a child's life. So this is the headline makes you like, oh, this is great news for women. I don't really care who earns more in a household. I just hope that the kids get taken care of, and when there's only one person taking care of that, it is a much larger burden on them. And so I'm kind of surprised that the Pew folks and the Washington Post kind of went with this "You Go Girl" headline, nearly 40% of mothers are now the family breadwinners, report says, without looking into the fine print and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is, what this really tells you is that the modern nuclear family, it continues to deteriorate. And there's a sign that, fathers are absent and in their children's lives. And this is of all of our bad martinis, this is perhaps one of the all-time worst.
This is terrible. I'm throwing it back. I don't want it. I'm breaking the glass. I don't ever want another one of these in this glass again. It's awful. Jim Garrity, I mean, just it's sad to see the decline of the family continue. All right. Well, here comes the most absolute crazy martini I've seen in a very long time. It's wearing suspenders and glasses, and it's Larry King coming to you live for the full hour out of where? Russia? What's going on here, Jim?
Yeah, well, first of all, if you're not familiar with Russia Today, good for you. There's really no value in it, I would assert. This is a news channel, and because I'm doing this over audio, you can't see making my air quotes describe this. The gist is that this is a news channel that is funded, you know, in part by the Russian government, by the Kremlin. This is, you know, originally asserted as kind of a soft power tool for the Russian government. It's now pretty much become a full-time, you know, Putin propaganda outlet. Occasionally you'll see folks in our world of conservative bloggers and conservative reporters going on there. The news always comes with a certain skew. You constantly be told how terrible and nefarious the Georgian government is, the Chechens are, and you know, other their news coverage always happens to align with Russian foreign policy perspectives. And generally the coverage of the United States is pretty critical. It's particularly critical of the United States government. And while, Brett, I don't know about you, I mean, certainly I have a lot of disagreements with President Obama, and I have all kinds of beefs with his policies. But let me tell you, Brett, I don't want Vladimir Putin doing that, because that's my job, okay?
Amen.
You know, I will stand with the American president for all of his flaws before I stand with the thugs of the Russian government.
Amen.
So to see Larry King, a once very respected voice in broadcast journalism, going over to Russia Today is a crazy martini. Well, you wonder if Larry King really knows much about Russia Today, why he would be comfortable doing basically government propaganda, how much freedom he's going to have in doing his show, and, you know, it's just bizarre. I think Jonah Goldberg had tweeted earlier today, this is what happens when you become quite literally addicted to being in front of a television camera. Larry King had retired, and there was seemed the sense that he was going to go off and enjoy retirement. Now, clearly, he feels the need to be in front of a camera, and he's willing to take Vladimir Putin's money to do so. This is a bizarre turn of events and a bad turn of events, but also somewhat laughable. I mean, you're going to get the patented Larry King out of left field random questions. I think there'll be a little bit of, you know, folks tuning in the beginning out of curiosity, and then people will drift away because, hey, it's Russia Today and there's really no good reason to watch that.
And I think it's fair to say then, Jim Garrity, dos vidanya, Larry King.
I concur. Completely concur.
All right, well, listen, we got the good martini that didn't seem like a good martini, but was a good martini with Michelle Bachmann retiring, potentially making that seat safe for a Republican candidate to come in and keep that seat. We certainly have the very bad martini, one of the worst of all times, according to Jim Garrity, with the notion that 40% of the households out there are single women, breadwinners, and the Pew thinks that's great, but we know that that means that the traditional family is declining. And finally, Larry King is bound for the babushka over in Russia, where he will be a host on Russia Today. We think that is a totally crazy idea, and it is insane to abandon America for commie propaganda. Well, listen, Jim, I can only hope that we're going to have equally interesting martinis tomorrow. I'm sure we will on the Thursday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. For Jim Garrity, I'm Brett Witterbull. In for Greg Corumbus, this is the Three Martini Lunch. We'll talk to you next time. All right, are we all good, guys?
Yeah. Yes, that was great. Thank you.
Able to record it. Everything was cool. All right. Very good. Very nice.
Thanks for being with us.
All right, Jim. Thanks, talk to you tomorrow. Take care, guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Fuck. Emily's going to say that, and she doesn't care that she's right now.
Okay. I push stop, right?